Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at Band.
Judge Joe Brown, he's a great American. He did a sit-down interview where he laid into Kamala Harris with some all-time clips here. And so, guys, let's just go ahead and go back-to-back, 17-18, Judge Joe Brown on Kamala Harris.
I got to ask you about Kamala Harris. How you feel about her?
She's a piece of shit. I was in California. She lacked professional competence, and she worked on it by hiking up her hemline when she needed influence rather than researching. She's always tried to do the casting couch to get where she wants. Now, the problem is that'll get somebody to a certain level quickly, but you can't get past that level if you don't have competence and talent. So my thing about it is if I'm crude about it, in this city years ago, I used to represent a whole bunch of pimps and hoes, and I know a hoe when I see one. And I say this, I don't care, woman, you do what you want to do if you want to have recreational sex, but when you do the casting couch or anything else for professional purposes to get paid or advance, you a hoe. And she's old hoe. And the problem is what is she supposed to do? Somebody, one of her sycophant slaves comes up and unwraps her in a carpet naked at Putin's feet, and he says, oh, yeah, I'm Julius Caesar. He said, no, ho, I got better stuff here already. Plus, I don't want you anyway, you old woman. Get on up, you know. Or Xi Jinping, is he supposed to be impressed? She's doing word salad. Well, we are here today because China and the U.S. are here today, and that's why we have to agree on what we're doing here today. Like, fool, what did you just say? You know, did you say anything? And then she was everybody's favorite Hindu Indian prosecutor and attorney general and senator, and now she becomes black. But, you know, I met her daddy, fine gentleman, Professor Harris. And the problem with her being black is Professor Harris says he's Caucasian, mixed Irish and Hindu. He doesn't have any black ancestors, but his Irish ancestors owned a lot of slaves in Jamaica and had them to work on plantation. So if mama is on the birth certificate listed as a Caucasian, daddy says he's a Caucasian Hindu and has no black ancestors. How did she get to be black? And then she was everybody's favorite.
Yeah, and you know, Trump said something similar. In fact, guys, I sent the clip. I don't know if we got it registered. Do we have clip 25? I sent it of Trump talking about how he's known Kamala. And then he, yeah, it's all right. We're close to the break anyway. And then he says it needs to be it needs to be studied. I don't know. When did she become black? It's a phenomenon, perhaps one that we need to look into. We need to study it. When did she become black? And there's this other video going viral. I bet the crew can find it before the end of the segment in 60 seconds. I bet they can find it because it's everywhere right now. When she became a senator in California, or was it attorney general? I can't remember. They said, oh, congratulations, the first Asian senator. You're the first Asian senator. She paraded around as the first Asian senator. That was the thing then. She's Asian. Now she's black. What's she going to be tomorrow? So it's all this pandering. And look, I don't think it's working. They can stack an arena in Atlanta and get Meg Thee Stallion to pack an arena and then pretend like it was hype for Kamala Harris. But I don't think it's really working. And I got some other video evidence to show for it. But, you know, there's other things about Kamala that they used to print. And now it's just like they're praising her. Yeah, there it is. I knew they would find it. Here, see if we have the audio before we hit the break. This is a challenge for the crew. We're cutting it close.
And I think the party knows that and knows that this is part of our collective community. And there needs to be outreach and inclusion.
And certainly you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
There it is, the first Indian.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic, vocal fry, cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we need to talk the truth about Kamala Harris. And, you know, the mainstream media and the Democrats are trying to rewrite history here. And Kamala Harris is 60 years old. She's been in politics for decades. She has a track record. And they're trying to erase all of this. They're trying to erase the ancient history of Kamala Harris and the recent history of Kamala Harris. And apparently they were trying to even erase a book on Kamala Harris, but I guess that story has changed. And we're going to get that story directly from Caleb Maupin joining us now. Kamala Harris and the Future of America is the book. Now, Caleb, this was brought to my attention when they pulled it off of Amazon. And I said, OK, well, if they're trying to ban this guy's book, I want to hear from him. So why don't we just get into that story briefly and the status of everything now, and then we can kind of weigh into the Kamala truth.
Sure. Well, I wrote this book in 2020. Publication date was August 31st, 2020. And I published the book. It got some reviews. It, you know, it sold a few hundred copies. Not a huge deal. It's been selling for the past 4 years. Well, on Sunday, Joe Biden announced he was dropping out of the race. And on Monday, the mainstream media went into overdrive saying that Kamala was the presumptive nominee and that everyone loved her. And that was the day that I got an email from Amazon.com telling me there was an issue with the cover. And I thought that was odd because I've had it for 4 years and I independently designed the cover. The designer's name is on the back of the book. That's odd, but they gave me the option of uploading it with a completely new cover. So I put up a blank cover on the book, like a regular template, you know, blank cover, and I uploaded it. Denied. Uploaded it again. Denied. Uploaded it again. Denied. Tuesday morning. Uploaded again. Denied. And at that point, people start speaking up and they're like, well, what's going on? Max Blumenthal speaks up. Jimmy Dore speaks up. Candace Taylor speaks up. Everyone's like, what's going on here? How did this happen? I put it up on Lulu.com and people start buying it on Lulu and it's selling on Lulu. Thursday night, all kinds of people start telling me they tried to buy it on Lulu, but for some reason, credit card transactions will not process when trying to buy the book on Lulu. This is all very, very shady. So I'm selling it on Gumroad.com, the PDF for 10 bucks, and I'm selling it there. Everyone's looking at this as a case of obvious censorship. The book was fine for 4 years, and it just so happens on the day that she's declared the presumptive nominee, Amazon can't handle it anymore, and they don't give me a straight answer about any of the problems with it. If it was really an issue with the cover, they would have let me upload it with a blank cover. Well, Monday, 7 days later, after this went viral, and I went on the Jimmy Dore show, and I went on with Kim Iverson and everything, 7 days later, Monday night, I did get an email. No explanation. We have decided to publish your book. Here it is. And so that's what happened. This is an obvious case of censorship by one of the tech giants. And it fits in with what they've been doing with the search engines, suppressing the knowledge of the assassination attempt on Donald Trump, making it like it didn't happen in Google. This fits in with a whole pattern of boosting Kamala Harris, running these fluff news pieces about how everyone loves her, which they don't. That's just, you know, some classic fake news. Polls show the American people have never really been that much a fan of Kamala Harris. So I was a victim of censorship here, but it seems like this has generated a huge backlash. People want to hear what I have to say. I wrote this book back in 2020, Kamala Harris and the Future of America. It's not just a partisan hit piece on Kamala Harris. I use Kamala Harris to make three political points about the deep state, about how the U.S. government has been covertly funding leftist and socialist communist and groups during the since the 1960s and manipulating their politics, about Kamala Harris's father and her estrangement from her father and what's really going on there, how she sees herself as a victim, and that gave her permission to act as a vicious prosecutor who engaged in all kinds of misconduct. The book is about a lot more than just Kamala Harris. It's about the future of our country. It's about the divisions among the American elite and the deep state and everything that's going on. And I guess now it's created a backlash because people are buying it anywhere they can.
Well, and I guess maybe the reason why they wanted to put you back on there was just a sheer profit decision. They said, hey, you know what? We don't want him selling his book elsewhere, so we might as well get our cut. So let's just put it back on the site. Because obviously, as you broke down, it's inconsistent to say that it was because of the cover. I'd say you debunked that with your efforts to upload it with a different cover. Now, I'm sure if you had a puff piece all about how great Kamala is, you know, maybe she even has a magic wand and she can perform magic tricks to save anybody who needs help. You know, they'd probably give you the front page of Amazon and say it's the greatest book that they've ever read. But because you do an honest dissertation, obviously they don't want this information getting out. Now, I sit here and I look at the recent history of Kamala Harris that they're trying to erase. I can go back a couple months or a couple years, and there's dozens of stories, mainstream news outlets, leftist outlets, where people left Kamala Harris's detail. They quit working for the vice president. They referred to her as rude, lazy, a bully, impossible to work with. I mean, these were published dozens of times. I mean, you can read the quotes from the former employees, and it does not look good for Kamala. And then they would do follow-up pieces saying, what are the Democrats going to do? They got to get Kamala off the ticket. She's bad for the party. So, I mean, just a few months ago, they were trying to remove her out of the picture. But you're going back decades. This is not a woman who just appeared on the political scene. She appeared in Willie Brown's office and was able to do some favors to get big positions in California and maybe a nice car as well. So what is the history of Kamala, the longer history that people need to know?
Well, the more recent history, the reason that she became VP is because there was a meeting that took place in the Hamptons in Long Island where all of Hillary Clinton's major backers decided to shift their money from Hillary Clinton in 2020. Hillary Clinton was not going to have another run. They decided no more running for Hillary Clinton, and they decided to put all their money behind Kamala Harris. And she has been selected by the people who ran the Hillary Clinton State Department during Barack Obama's first term. And let's remember, the world is still reeling from what a disaster that was. The Arab Spring destroyed the most prosperous country on the African continent. Libya used to have the highest life expectancy in Africa. It had the world's largest irrigation system, the Great Man-Made River. Libya was a prosperous country that was selling oil on the international markets. And with the color revolution, regime change apparatus, and social media manipulation, and George Soros, and the whole nine yards, they took what was once a prosperous country and they reduced it to rubble and chaos. And Syria was reduced to civil war. And the result has been millions of refugees. It has been, you know, all kinds of terrorist groups emerging like ISIS. The Hillary Clinton State Department did a huge amount of damage. And there's many people in the military who say we can't afford that happening again. We can't afford the result of that. And I mean, this is the same thing they're trying to do in Venezuela right now. They're trying to destabilize the country, create chaos, and bring down a government that gets in the way of the big banks and corporations. And that this color revolution apparatus, when you talk about George Soros and you talk about all of that, that is who is behind Kamala Harris. Her niece lives in India and runs NGOs tied to George Soros that are trying to destabilize India and bring down Modi, the leader of India, because he will do business with Russia and he will do business with different countries and he's just not one of their puppets. And that it's very clear who Kamala Harris is tied to. That's why she was selected. But her background, I mean, if you go over her record, when she was the prosecutor in California, there was a drug lab scandal. 2010, drug labs were turning over false positive results. People were testing and doing drug tests as part of their criminal proceedings. It would say they had used drugs when they hadn't used drugs. And this was covered up. Reason Magazine, I quote them in the book, has done great exposés of how, you know, there were over 1,000 cases dismissed because Kamala Harris concealed evidence of false drug positive results and people went to jail. You want to talk about a lack of ethics. You know, Kevin Cooper was just hours away from getting the death penalty, 4 hours away from getting the death penalty. The governor of California said, let's do DNA testing, make sure he's actually guilty of the crime. Kamala Harris's office steps in and says, no, no DNA evidence needs to be acquired. We want to execute the guy. She tries to block DNA evidence. There's many examples of her acting in an absurd way. In California, in 2014, they're starting to release people from jail. Her office argues against people being released because they want to save money. You know, prisoners get paid 8 cents to 37 cents an hour for their work. And if you have to hire a law-abiding citizen, you have to pay them decent benefits. You know, they get decent wages, et cetera. So her office is arguing keep people in jail because slave labor is cheaper. It's absurd. She is not a friend of anybody in this country, white, black, Arab, Asian, Latino. She is in it for herself. And she has no qualms about how she harms other people. And she justifies it in her mind. With this obsession with her childhood. She talks about that little girl was me. She talks about how she was a victim of bullying when she was growing up. She faced discrimination. Her life was hard. And in her mind, she's a victim. The world has been unfair to her, and that gives her license to do whatever she feels like doing in order to get revenge on the world. This is a frightening case of sadistic and cruel narcissism. This is someone who is obsessed with themselves, feels sorry for themselves, sees themselves as a victim, and wants to punish humanity for how she perceives herself as being a victim, a very, very dangerous person. And the more you look into her past, the more you realize this is someone who should not be anywhere near the Oval Office.
Well, I agree. I would say she's the most dangerous presidential candidate to make it this far in U.S. history. The intersection of arrogance and ignorance and the things you just mentioned are the reasons why I believe it as well. By the way, all of this and more is covered in Caleb's book, Kamala Harris and the Future of America, that they tried to ban off Amazon, but it is back there. Caleb Maupin, our guest. You know, what you just brought up with the prison situation, you know, Biden actually brought that up during the Democrat debates. This issue was actually brought up during the Democrat debates when they were attacking Kamala Harris, and people either just weren't watching the Democrat debates or maybe they forget, but Kamala and Joe were going back and forth. Kamala basically accused Joe of being a racist KKK segregist. And then Joe was covering that those instances, putting all the people in prison illegitimately. This they were having it out during the Democrat primaries in 2020. So I'm not even so sure that they are buddy buddy. But wasn't there another element to that, too, with the false positive drug tests that she wanted to keep him in prison for forced prison labor?
Well, that was in 2014. The drug scandal was in 2010 when the courts ruled she had violated the rights of thousands of people. At least 1,000 cases were dismissed by those revelations. But it was in 2014 that her office made the argument about keeping people locked up. And it's absolutely frightening. And I think we can expect that if Kamala Harris takes the White House, there will be a wide net of political prosecutions. Look, how many Democrats did Donald Trump imprison? Zero, right? How many Republicans and political opponents has Joe Biden imprisoned? Hundreds. I mean, the January 6th sentences are insane. People who walked into the Capitol, it's absurd what's been going on. In addition to that, look at the Uhuru indictment. Tucker Carlson has interviewed Omali Yeshitela, one of the Uhuru Three. This is a group of black activists in St. Louis, Missouri, and St. Petersburg, Florida. The Biden administration indicted them for supposedly being Russian agents because they had some Zoom calls. They didn't commit any crime. They just engaged in criticism of sending billions of dollars to Ukraine while our country's falling apart. They protested it. They engaged in criticism. And now the Biden administration is claiming they're Russian agents and has indicted them. They could get 15 years in prison. Their trial starts September 3rd. And you can be sure that if Kamala Harris gets into office, there's going to be a wave of retaliatory prosecutions. She is going to try to throw as many of her political opponents in jail as she possibly can, because she has no qualm about doing so. You know, they say that they play up the idea that Trump might do something like that. He didn't do it when he was in office. But Biden already has, not just against, you know, Republicans and conservatives, but even people on the left like the Uhuru 3 who go against them. So Kamala Harris is a very, very dangerous individual. You know, I wrote the book because I came across somebody who worked with her father. No one talks about her father, the 85-year-old Marxist professor who lives in Jamaica. He won't do interviews. They've tried to scrub him from the internet like he doesn't exist. But her father denounced her campaign. And if you look into the details of her father and why he spoke against her, why he said his entire Jamaican family wants nothing to do with her, you will learn about some real damage that Kamala Harris has. You will learn about a woman with a real desire for vengeance. You will learn about some very, very frightening things. And I go into it in my book. No one wants to talk about it, but she could be our president. These are things that we should be concerned about. And I mean, her record as a prosecutor, it's very frightening. But this is how the deep state operates, right? They look for people who are unwell psychologically, people who are damaged, people they know how to push their buttons. And that's Kamala Harris. They know how to push her buttons. They know how to make her angry. They know how to get what they want out of her. You look at the reports that have come out of her office. You know, the atmosphere described as toxic, the way people on Capitol Hill don't want to work for her because they don't want to be known as a Harris person because they have a toxic reputation on Capitol Hill. She is not a competent person. She is somebody who should not be running our government. I mean, it's really that simple. But the people who want her in power are the people who get us into regime change wars, the people who destabilize countries, the people who stage protests and rebellions and use social media to amp them up, right? The people who have used, you know, this pseudo left-wing woke politics to push the agenda of the rich and powerful, of the World Economic Forum and the big banks, that's who selected Kamala Harris because they know they can use her for this agenda. What we saw in Barack Obama's first term, that very damaging manipulation of social media, the Arab Spring, the rise of terrorist groups, that's what Kamala Harris would bring back to the White House and to the world. The world can't afford it. And you look at the details, Barack Obama very much regretted a lot of what he was pushed to do by Hillary Clinton. And on top of that, it seems like Tulsi Gabbard has been raising the alarm about how dangerous Kamala Harris is for years.
Well, and I guess, you know, for Kamala, the deal is she doesn't necessarily care who she has to make a deal with to get into the White House. She probably doesn't even care much about foreign policy outside of whatever she thinks is going to make her electable. And so as long as she's the one in front of the cameras, she's the one behind the Resolute desk, she's the one getting the magazine stories, she's the one getting the hype, she'll be dancing and cackling the whole time. Not really caring who's actually running things or who's running foreign policy or things around the world. And, you know, I forgot, and I'm glad you brought that up, I forgot that her own father had warned what a narcissistic psychopath that she essentially was. And I agree. I think what I see from Kamala is somebody who, you know, I would say it's not even that she has no shame. And I'm sure she doesn't have any shame, but it's almost like there's no conscience. Like she doesn't even have a conscience. She'll persecute anybody. She'll lock them, anybody away, innocent people away, throw away the key and not even wince, like not even wince, not even blink.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. And Joe Biden did everything he could to avoid picking her as his VP. The story there is something the media constantly ignores. But the fact is, Joe Biden set a date when he would announce his VP, and that date passed, and no VP had been named. The media had been saying it was Kamala Harris, and the Biden staff said over and over, no, we're not sure, we haven't made our decision yet. Then, 10 days later, they published the Democratic National Convention schedule in 2020. Kamala Harris was listed separately on the schedule from the vice presidential candidate. And so it was clear she wasn't going to be the nominee. Then she unfollowed Joe Biden on Twitter. And then 6 hours later, he named her as the nominee. And it's clear that arms were being twisted in the back room. When women came forward, like Tara Reid, and said that Joe Biden had sexually assaulted them, Kamala Harris said she believed them. And to this day, she has never recanted that statement. And it's very interesting. You watch her VP nomination speech at the 2020 Democratic National Convention after she clearly forced her way onto the ticket when they had somebody else in mind. She gets up and she speaks and she's giving a speech, and in her speech, she gets to a line that if you read the speech would look like it's about Trump. But then she says, "I know a predator when I see one." And there's this awkward pause that's followed, like dead silence in the room. And it appears very much that pressure was put on Biden in order to make sure she was the VP nominee, because the Biden staff was clearly leaning toward other folks. They clearly had other forces in mind. She unfollows him. She's not on the schedule. Something was going on there. And Kamala Harris is ruthless. I mean, no question about it. Seymour Hersh says that apparently, according to his sources, they threatened Joe Biden with the 25th Amendment. And it was Kamala who led the effort. And they basically said, "Joe Biden, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. And we will remove you from office with the 25th Amendment, or you let me be the candidate." I mean, that's how ruthless she is. Kamala Harris is a very, very frightening individual. She is determined to get into power. And the people surrounding her are the people who want color revolutions. Look, Donald Trump went to North Korea and he met with Kim Jong-un. And that was a step toward peace on the Korean Peninsula, de-escalation. He ended the war games. Kamala Harris attacked Trump for doing that. "How dare he?" she said. "How dare he stop the war games? How dare he stop provoking a confrontation?" Why in the world would you not want a leader who's trying to make peace in the world, trying not to escalate us closer to World War III? She was, of course, big on the whole Donald Trump ties to Russia thing. She's a huge supporter of spending our tax money on Ukraine. Kamala Harris is a regime change militarist war hawk. And she will continue to be loyal to this big international system, this globalist financial system that is impoverishing our country and keeping the world poor in order to keep big bankers rich. That's who she's loyal to. She's not loyal to this country or the people of this country. She's loyal to the Wall Street monopolists, and she's going to help them continue to try and build a low-wage police state in this country while inching us closer and closer to World War III.
Well, and I mean, you kind of do the outward analysis here, and what you see is this kind of fumbling, bumbling, low IQ, disingenuous phony, which I think politically, you know, outwardly, that is an accurate characterization of Kamala. But it sounds like behind the scenes, what we have is a very vindictive, power-hungry woman who will scrape and claw for the most power in any way she possibly can. So this kind of fluffball, you know, moron that we get on the outside, behind the scenes, she's a sharp, vindictive narcissist.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been revealed that one of the reasons the deep state didn't like Donald Trump is that he was just not enthusiastic about military interventions and wars. You know, he didn't want to be remembered as a guy who started a big war. He wanted to be remembered as a president who made peace. Donald Trump, as he's getting older, he's concerned about his image and he's concerned about how he will be remembered. And he wants to be remembered as somebody who did good for the country, did good for the people, made the world more peaceful. Kamala Harris, on the other hand, she is only concerned about power. She's only concerned about how she can get vengeance for the ways in which she feels she's been slighted and mistreated. And she very much sees herself as a victim. I mean, the world has been unfair to her. That little girl was me. She has a vindictive hatred.
Yeah, I mean, they talk about Trump wanting. Yeah, they talk about Trump wanting revenge. She's the one that wants revenge with a bloody hand. Caleb Maupin, I appreciate your time. You can find his book. It is back on Amazon, his Kamala Harris book, at Real Caleb Maupin on X as well. Great analysis, Caleb. Thank you for joining us.
Sure thing. Thank you.
All right, we'll get more into the Kamala Harris issue with her rally in Atlanta. It was a Meg Thee Stallion concert with Kamala Harris speaking for 20 minutes.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for three more months. if we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Real Fusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, we are monitoring the Trump rally. We may pick up some of that live. It could be going on at 5, so we'll be monitoring that live and then picking that up should Trump hit the stage before we sign off. We will cover the Meg Thee Stallion concert that Kamala spoke after for 20 minutes, which nobody, notice how nobody, this is a perfect juxtaposition. Trump does an hour-long interview session in Chicago with the National Association of Black Journalists, and already there's 20 viral clips of things that he said and talked about. Kamala Harris spoke for 20 minutes after a Meg Thee Stallion concert. Have any of her clips of substance gone viral? Has she had anything that was profound or substantive that went viral from her rally speech? No, only her changing her accent to cater to a black voter.
That's it. And then Meg Thee Stallion, you know, shaking her big ass. So that's what you got from the Kamala event. So that's a good juxtaposition. We'll have that coming up. Remember, folks, it's all possible. If you like this show, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air. And it's not just me here at the desk behind the microphone. It's also the great crew behind me that makes this show even better, that ups the quality of this show every single day. So remember that. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we stay on the air. And by the way, these are great products. For example, you look at there's all these headlines. I see them all the time when I'm just perusing through news. Yesterday I saw stuff about men having prostate problems. Said, okay, well, yeah, we sell a product for men to support your prostate. Why wouldn't you want to do that? It's an obvious win for men that could have prostate issues. We don't want that. So let's support our prostates, men. Prostate support, InfoWarsStore.com. See all these stories. Heart problems, cardiovascular issues. You need to be doing something to support your cardiovascular health, your blood health. Nitric Boost, VasoBeat Complete, both at InfoWarsStore.com. Both 40% off right now. So you're supporting yourself, you're supporting your health, and you're supporting InfoWars, keeping these shows on the air in these most pivotal times now with 97 days till the election. InfoWarsStore.com. Great products, and it's your support there that keep us on the air. All right. Okay. Well, here is the only clip, really, that's gone viral, and we play it next to the Hillary Clinton clip because it's the same thing Hillary used to do to pander to black people. Maybe Hillary was worse because it was just so over the top. But it's virtually the same thing from Kamala now, pretending that she's an African-American. She's not, trying to get the black vote. And so here it is with Hillary Clinton. You remember this? And then this is the only clip that's gone. This is the only clip that people are seeing from Kamala Harris's event last night of actually her. And that's her changing. She's got a new accent, just like Hillary.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far. From where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Yeah, there's actually a longer one of that. I've got the longer clip. Here it is. She has a new accent now. She's, she's kind of got like a broken Southern Ebonics accent now that she's talking in Atlanta. It's amazing. What will Kamala do next to just be a total phony? Clip 10. Okay, having an error on that. Okay, so then, guys, let's do this. Oh, we're ready to go. Go ahead.
Donald Trump, on the other hand, has been talking a big game about securing our border, but he does not walk the walk. Or as my friend Quavo would say, he does not walk it like he talks it.
That gets a round of applause. You ever heard her talk like that before? You ever heard her delivery style like that before? Oh. Okay. I'm so distracted by the fake broken accent Ebonics that Kamala develops overnight. But what is that liner that she delivers? How does that, what is that, gets a standing ovation? She didn't even say anything. I don't even get it. By the way, we'll have more of this Quavo situation. Hold on a second, though. Do we need to play that again? Did you guys, I'm genuinely asking the crew, did you even hear what she just said in the clip? Yeah, I'm telling you, her accent now is so fake, you don't even hear what she's saying. So try to just look past this fake accent she has. Listen to what she actually says. This is at her rally last night. Listen to what she actually says here.
Donald Trump, on the other hand, has been talking a big game about securing our border, but he does not walk the walk.
Border.
Or as my friend Quavo would say, he does not walk it like he talks it.
So, okay, look, I might be missing something. Is that like a popular song, guys? Okay. So that's what they're cheering for. Okay, sorry, I'm not cultured. Apparently that's a popular song. Maybe you guys can play it for me. I'll dance on the stage for you guys. I'll do the Meg Thee Stallion. Okay, so that's what they're cheering for. It's a line from a popular song from Quavo. So wait a second. The Democrats are for border security now? Am I hearing this right? Guys, this is insane. It's like, where do you begin with this? So now Kamala Harris, in a fake, broken Ebonics accent, is campaigning on border security. Now, the reason this is ludicrous and ironic is obvious. Wide open borders, more than 12 million illegal border crossings under the Biden-Harris regime. Okay, that part is obvious. And then attacking Donald Trump like he's not for the border. I mean, what? I mean, you want to talk about a reversal of political reality. But I'm sorry. Was it not the Democrats and the media for the last 2 weeks that are trying to separate Kamala from the border? Have they been not convincing you that she was never involved with the border? She was never the border czar. She knows nothing of the border. She sees nothing. She knows nothing. She doesn't know what a border is. She doesn't know who the border is. She's never heard or seen it. She doesn't know where it is. Kamala and the border, we know nothing. I see nothing. And now she's campaigning on strong borders and saying Trump is the weak border candidate? They don't even bat an eye. They don't even bat an eye. And the people behind her, it's like, what? That's what, like, do Democrat vote? Do these people even care? Do these people even care? Hey, Trump's running on strong borders. He's a racist. He's a xenophobe. Trump's trying to build a wall. It's a racist wall. He's a xenophobe. Despicable. Kamala and Joe get in. Wide open borders. Tens of millions of illegal aliens cross. One of the biggest stories in American politics for 4 years. A huge conspiracy. And then they say, well, Kamala's the border czar. And no, Kamala was never the border czar. She had nothing to do with the border. And then now she's up there campaigning on strong border security. Yeah, so this is it. That's the big cheer. Way to go, Kamala. She said, walk it like I talk it. She got the biggest applause because it's not even hers. It's not even her words. Walk it like
I talk it. There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts, our immune systems, our vitality. It's so important, but not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. And by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing. You get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to OptimalHuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric, or whether it's natural sleep aid, or whether it's saw palmetto, with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. It's a coup d'etat.
Seen his face when it hit, his ear blew off.
Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. A war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year.
The deep state is coming after me even harder, since I pledged to swiftly end the war in Ukraine. So I will have that settlement done within 24 hours.
This has been another public service announcement, paid for by the Dilly Meme Team.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Crowd for Trump. These are the people that were able to get in. There's more thousands of people that couldn't even get in. There's the crowd for Trump in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. A completely filled arena. It's a hockey arena. Completely filled. They didn't have to rig up a stage and push a bunch of the bleachers into the walls like they did for the Harris event in Atlanta. And the Democrats all celebrated how big the Harris crowd was. Well, this is a crowd two times the size of Kamala's. So will they be mentioning that? And by the way, nobody there is showing up to see a woman shake her ass. Might be worth mentioning. Nobody's there to see a performance. So are they going to talk about Trump's big crowd? Are they going to give Trump the credit for getting the massive crowds, or is it only when a Democrat has a big crowd when they bring out a popular dance artist? Is that how that one goes? Kamala Harris is dangerous. And that's the truth. So, yeah, I get it. It's scary to see a crowd of people completely brainwashed by this. It's scary to see a crowd of people screaming and cheering for a narcissistic, arrogant communist who says things like this. You should never be able to say something like this and have a chance to be president in this country. And it really shows you where the culture has gone. If you would have said something like this, I mean, I don't know, put a date on it, maybe 20 years ago, I'd say,
20 years and before in this country's history, if you would have ever said something like this, you would have just destroyed your chances to ever win an election. But Harris says it all the time. And so this is what I'm talking about, clip 13.
We who believe in the freedom to live safe from gun violence will finally pass universal background checks.
Already exists.
Red flag laws.
That's dangerous.
And an assault weapons ban.
An assault weapons ban. What does that even mean? I could take this pen right here. I could go out the door to this studio and I could jab Rob in the eye with it. I could turn this pen into an assault weapon right here. All right? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to spare him today. Is this an assault weapon? What is an assault weapon? Put your goggles on, Rob. My assault pen is coming for you. Is this an assault weapon? I mean, what about a fist? You know, a fist is considered a deadly weapon in some cases. I mean, I could pull anything off my desk here. I got a mug. I could go back there and I could smack somebody over the head with a mug. Is that an assault weapon? What is an assault weapon? We know what they're talking about. They're talking about guns, period. Guns. Specifically, rifles. They want to ban and confiscate rifles. I would say 20 years ago and the rest of this country's history, you could never talk about banning guns or confiscating guns. That would be a political death sentence. But now, oh man, that's not the first time she said it. Here she is. She said it before, clip 12.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons? And whether or not you do, how does that idea not go against fundamentally the Second Amendment?
Yeah, great question. I do believe that we need to do buybacks. A buyback program is a good idea. Now, we need to do it the right way. And part of that has to be, you know, buy back and give people their value, the financial value.
A gun buyback? Yeah, this is a full-blown commie, folks. She wants to take your guns. She wants to be the one to do it. She's even said she's a radical. She said in interviews, yes, I am a radical. Kamala Harris has an agenda, ladies and gentlemen. She is an extremist. Kamala Harris wants to get into the White House. She wants to take your guns. She wants to put political opposition in prison. She wants to turn our entire country into a welfare state for non-whites. This is just among some of the policies that she would enact immediately. Absolutely, she's a radical. Now, there's other clips. I just have the one from last night and then that one from the Fallon show. She's talked about banning assault weapons. She's talked about banning guns. She's talked about confiscating guns numerous times. It is a policy of hers. She doesn't even hide from it. By the way, it's a tough thing. I only say this for your own mental health. Yes, Kamala Harris is scary. She is the most dangerous candidate to make it this far in U.S. history. Absolutely. It is a scary thought, even that she's the vice president. But don't buy all of this hype that she's really as popular as Obama. Don't buy all this hype that she's anywhere near as popular as Donald Trump. What we're up against is a party that cheats. What we're up against is mail-in ballots, voter fraud, dead people voting, all kinds of rules and shenanigans the Democrats engage in, illegals voting, all kinds of things the Democrats do to cheat to win. That's what we're up against. It's not Kamala. Kamala is not this massive political force. Kamala doesn't have any true momentum. It's all a farce. It's all a farce. And so I see people buying into that propaganda. And just for your own mental health, I would just say, don't fall for it. Now, again, having said that, we got to pretend that we're losing anyway. We got to pretend that we're 20 points behind anyway. And we got to do everything possible to make sure she doesn't win or whoever the Democrats nominate. I'm still not convinced it's going to be her. But all this hype is just as phony as she is, folks. And even Quavo, who she brings up there, he posts on his Instagram him speaking, and 90% of the comments in the replies are against Kamala and pro-Trump. And folks, these are mostly Black Americans. So I'm not gonna read all of these, but I mean, if you're watching, you can see it. As we scroll through the replies to Quavo's Instagram account, where he posts him speaking at the Kamala event, 90% of the replies are anti-Kamala and pro-Trump. People know what's up, folks. And by the way, here's Quavo with what appears to be a machine gun with we have an AR pistol with a chainsaw attachment here. I mean, that's awesome. And it's gold, too. Where can I get one? So this guy loves guns. Hey, buddy. Kamala's going to take your chainsaw pistol. I mean, guys, show me an assault weapon. Show me an assault weapon, folks. Please. Put it back on the screen. No. Yeah, like we're playing Gears of War here. Show me a great game. Show me an assault. Thank you. That is an assault weapon. Oh my gosh. I mean, that is an awesome firearm. Let's just be honest. It's a custom made. He's got a custom made job. It's gold. It looks like it's got his little logo on it. A chainsaw attachment, like he's in Gears of War. He's got a nice sight on there too. I mean, that is a beauty, man. I gotta say, you have a great taste in assault weapons. You have a fantastic taste in firearms. What's that, guys? Hey, he does have his mask. He's got his chin mask. He's got the chin mask going. But I mean, come on. We can all agree that is a nice piece. I mean, where can I get one of those? I am a big fan. So listen, bud. If you like your chainsaw attachment firearm, then you probably don't want to vote for Kamala Harris. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. Liberals, that's why we have to focus on policy. Like, they don't even know policy. They don't even know what they're voting for. It's all about, cut me a check, I'll show up and promote you. But again, I get back to the issue, and I got more evidence of it coming. When you're Quavo, who's a popular rapper, and you post to your Instagram that you're promoting Kamala Harris at her event, and 90%, this guy's like a million followers, and 90% of the replies are anti-Kamala and pro-Trump, it's just proof, folks. All this hype it's phony. It's just as phony as Harris.
A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors. And we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others who come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at HoldTheLine.com. HoldTheLine.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says fight for freedom with other inscriptions. On the reverse side, it's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at HoldTheLine.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the InfoWar.
Go to HoldTheLine.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to HoldTheLine.com right now and get the coin, HoldTheLine.com. Want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. HoldTheLine.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.